is ignored. And these are issues that just require us to go through. So what we call them from here? Okay. Well, that is means because we do have a quorum, we can just go over the minutes quickly and deal with the last part. It's important for us to get the minute approved. It's the 3rd of the 17th and the 3rd of March. Only two. Okay, let's start with the 17th of February. I don't remember. If you have those copies, I'm actually on the item on the adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting. We have those two of the 3rd and 4th March and 17th in February. The first page for the 17th of February, whereby it was a briefing on the progress made in establishing the Department of Communication. And also we had a briefing by the Department of Communication on the National Communication Strategy. Any corrections on the first page? We only have 3 pages to go through. Any corrections on page 2 and the last page 3? If there are no corrections, can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Moved by Honorable Daly, seconder. Seconded by Honorable Daly. Thank you, members. The last set of minutes is for the 3rd of March. And what was happening there is that we had the MDA, the annual report, together with the Department of Communication on the state of communication or of community radio stations across the country. I'm taking you through page 1 of the minutes for correction and amendments. Page 2. Page 3. I think there's an amendment on page 1. Present. Yes, on page 1 there are apologies. When you see Honorable Kalako, Honorable Kekane, and Honorable Davis who send apologies. So there's apology which has to be corrected that way. And then page 2, page 3, and the last page 4. Members, if there are no corrections, is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Moved by Honorable Zeddy. Any seconder? Seconded by Honorable Kekana, even though he was not there. Thank you very much. Okay. We have our minutes adopted. Then we can move to the next issue, which is the discussion on the statutory appointments report. SAPC, MDTA, ICASA. Yes. ICASA Council. SAPC Board, MDTA Board, and ICASA Council. Honorable Nadisha?
Okay, just one thing.
Yes.
I realize that if we does not appear anywhere, then we will not issue. And yes, friends, or they had sent the information indicating that for more than 2 weeks he was lying in hospital. But I'm sure if they haven't, they will be able to find him. Okay. Okay.
No. We sincerely are sorry about it. We weren't aware, but we hope you have recovered, and wish you well on your health. Okay or not? It's not fine if we are not well and we don't know, because we are your colleagues. We should know.
I'm
Yeah, and from this portfolio community, we've got a tradition of sending beautiful flowers that makes anybody who's sick to recover. So we can put an inquiry. There's no way that our member can be ill. We don't know. We should know at all times. We hope next time. No, there shouldn't be a next time on getting sick. There shouldn't be. Okay, honourable members, I'm proceeding now to the last matter that we need to look into. It is on the statutory appointment. Like I've outlined the entities that we have to deal with. On Media Development and Diversity Agency, the number of vacancies is 2. Number of applications received were 46. Well, the status currently, all the CVs were submitted for qualification checks and security checks, both. You know, both were not so many. And then the summary of CVs is almost completed. It will be completed by the end of today. Yes. The CVs should be sent for printing and binding, but I've actually talked to the secretary that the printing and binding should happen for members that will sit for interviews rather than doing for the entire committee, so that we can be able to save, you know, we can have a copy where which is centrally available for members who want to go for reference, but we shouldn't print it for everyone else. So we were at that level, and we are awaiting the submission of names from the political parties in terms of the ratio, the constitution of the ratio for our interview. Did you get the name? Okay. Yeah, the names had been received. Okay. Yeah. So, meaning that we're finalizing with this one. The name from the AMC is Honorable J.C. Mulu Imuropa, Honorable M. Sedi, Honorable G. Kedani, and Honorable D. Sotez. It was, in fact, it might be D. Sotez in all Canada. But, well, D. Sotez will have to sit. That's from the AMC. The only thing is that if anybody cannot be available, then there is Salako, who's actually on standby, because sometimes we do have that problem where somebody falls off. If we have authorized, maybe from the side of the committee, that person can also sit, we can immediately call that person. But we've got the four, we've got it, actually, that's four. Democratic Alliance, we've got Honorable G. Davis. Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, we've got Mr. Honorable M. Lozi. Smaller parties, we haven't got responses yet. We are hoping that we will get it by before the end of this day, Honorable Magisha. We're waiting for that name. So please, before the end of this day, if we have those names, we're supposed to sit tomorrow for shortlisting after the house. After the sitting, so we will be sitting for shortlisting tomorrow. Meaning that I'm already doing a pronouncement that after now this process is finalized. Okay, honorable members, I'm warned that tomorrow's day is highly packed, we might not manage, but Thursday is then taken as the day that we can sit after the house to do the shortlisting. Now we move on to the South African Broadcasting Corporation, SABC. The number of vacancies referred to the portfolio committee, 1. The number of applications received from the nomination, 97. The status currently is that all of the qualifications are qualifications were checked and the security clearance was done to all of them. The summaries of CVs is completed. CVs are to be sent for printing and binding. So that's why, you know, printing and binding takes a bit of time. It might, that's why we don't want to take tomorrow. We don't want to find that receipt and the binding are still taking place. We'll allow that space for a day that they're able to deal with it, and then we can deal with it. Yes, we have a ratio now in terms of the interval packages that same way. And then we'll request the smaller patches to also respond. That's where we are. The shortlisting, when can it take place? It should be the next week. Okay, the proposal from the secretary to the committee is that we can do both shortlisting on Thursday for both the SAPC and for MDB. And the only thing, we cannot proceed to the ICASA one, it will be too much. It will be taken to the next week and it still has a bit of space. Okay, so the two, we'll be dealing with them this week for shortlisting. The Independent Communication Authority of South Africa, ICASA, the number of vacancies initially advertised for 4, but now we're excited to do interview for 5. Remember, Honorable Davis did strongly ask why 4 and not 5. And we made thorough requests and, you know, follow up with the speakers of this, because we also with 5. But with immediately after they actually then indicated that was a fit for the shortlist, and they gave us all the legislation and the laws that goes with it, that we will shortlist for 5. So meaning that now that 5, we received the 5. So the number of applications received is 85. The status currently is that CVs are submitted for qualification checks and also the security clearance. The CVs are summarized, almost completed, it's not finalized, almost completed. The CVs are to be set for printing as well, and finally, which we will take the first two and deal with the ICASA later. So honorable members, shortlisting will take place on Thursday after the house this week. Interview dates, it will be the 24th and the 25th for MDTA. Yes, we've got the 24th and the 25th for MDTA. And for SAPC, it will be the 26th. One candidate there. For ICASA, it will be the 31st. The 1st and the 2nd. The 31st of March, the 1st and the 2nd of April. So that is the outline. I know Honorable David has been trying to get a response. We were still working on dates and sorting out. That's why I could not be able to respond. I waited that you were able to finish this process so that I come up with a tangible proposal or a tangible discussion that we can actually have that has dates. So that's where we are at the moment. Honorable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say thank you to you and the staff and the Secretary for the hard work that goes into this, because I know there's so many bits of paper and you've got to collate it all and do the security checks, and that's a big job, so thank you for that. We obviously have to push out the actual interview dates, so I can see that, because it's not, you know, we weren't shortlisted in time, so that's fine, I'm totally fine with that. Then, just for the SABC, I'm still confused. You know, the Minister told us today that there is 3 vacancies and we're only interviewing for 1, and surely it would be much quicker and better if we could, instead of going through the whole process again where we're going to have to put out another advert, you know, we could just interview for 3 vacancies and then we've filled all the birds with 1 stone. I don't know what the process is. I mean, presumably we have to get notification from the presidency. But you know, Tembe Nkosi Bonakele, one of the guys who left the FABC, he left in July last year. I'm just not sure why we're dealing with Shabalala but not him. You know, I know Bongani Kamala was after Ellen Shabalala, but nevertheless, I feel that if we could shortlist for for 3 vacancies, and we can do all of the interviews in one go. Surely it's going to really be a much more efficient way of doing it.
To
make things simpler, for smaller batches, smaller batches, every year, I thought you have the information, the records that to represent two smaller parties, this is the question, until such time is the smaller parties say no. So we therefore don't have a problem, and we don't have to go and say we want a person and take a long, long, long time. Can we take it as recorded, please? Thank you very much. Smaller parties. Now you smaller parties.
We hear what you're saying, and we are going to take your name. And also it makes sense, Honorable Madisa, it makes sense that you are also participating in the portfolio committee. So we are going to then put the names for adoption, and those that will be conducting the interview will have to formally then move. Because now we have Honorable Mulwe Moropa, Sedi Kekani, Kalako, David, Ndozi, Madisha. Oh, sorry. It's Honorable, not Kalako, but Honorable Soti. So can we then have a mover for the adoption of this name that will be doing the interview, Honorable Kekani moving, and yes, Honorable Sandai also seconding. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. It gives my report a constituted a subcommittee that will deal with the interviews. The member of the SAPC, I think, let me deal with it once I also deal with the legal inquiry, based on the discussion that was taking place, so that we understand how we're going to now move forward working with the SAPC. But I must say we tried to sort out, I agree with what you're saying, that's what we were thinking was, you know, you go advertising, it's very expensive. It takes the entire, but you can't use budget for advertising. There's so many things that we need to deal with as a portfolio company, including a study talk, which we have to do, rather than just taking money for, you know, for only the advertising. So we also tried, you know, to get how best is it, but it looks like the you know, it couldn't be clear. If we only managed to clarify ICA, then it was clear, it was right. But with SAPC, it's a little bit difficult. We don't really know. We're still going to do the follow-ups, but obviously it shows that we need to then advertise when it becomes a problem that is really. Which is better on my side, but it's good because. So it's good. I was going to do this. It's good when I'm interested. What you say here? No. It's good because with the SAPC, it's much cheaper. We've got a cheaper way of making sure to run an address. So it's not going to really be a problem that much. We realize that that's a way efficient and effective. Many people, but you also use also other media, you know, across board, who will deal with it at that level. But surely you can have it, and I think it was a little bit clumsy how we handle the issue of having our candidates. What I'm instructed to say, which I was going to say anyway, is that when we reopen for the second quarter, we have identified the first week as our training week. So meaning that our first committee meeting would be as a training which has been approved by Parliament, which is in this, which will take place for 3 days. Is it 3 days? Two days. I just need to indicate to members that we are going to avail that information, all of it, so that the members can see the entire package. Our training is 5 days. So we're trying to get days to fix the 5. So we have taken the first 2 days. We're going to look for another 2 days and maybe 3 days if it's possible, and then we can have that whole fight. Remember, members, that we haven't gone through a thorough training, particularly in terms of the policies, you know, the legislations that are governing the portfolio committee. It relates to that. It's there were training before, you know. It's training that is just that is now approved by Parliament. They've you know, have the base and Parliament have looked into it. It's an accredited training, of course, as well. So I want the members to get the package to the outline of the training, but I'm going to request the members to read those broadcasting policies, the Electoral Act, again, the MDPA, and, you know, let's read our act, especially since we're going to also conduct interview and use the act for our interviews. I know that you've done some other interviews, but actually, it's the nitty-gritty to remember, you know, the act has evolved. At a particular, it's important for us to keep engaging, you know, on those acts, on the details of the act, for us to train. I'm not very sure if from the your side, Tim, because you have also informed the other committee, because, you know, they are not going to pay an extra. They can be part of this training without actually, with still that same amount, we can take those members on board with that same amount. If that letter can be prepared to inform the member, Honorable Gekka.
Honourable Chair, I'm sorry for taking you back. At the date of training, when?
The date of training are available because we have taken the first week of the reopening into Parliament. It will be constituency the first week. Our committee was supposed to sit on the 14th, so we took the 14th and the 15th for training. Yeah. Normally, sometimes once you go to training when Parliament is sitting, it clashes with everything. So it's best if we take it within our own space, so that we know that definitely on the 14th we were going to be in the portfolio committee as well. Honorable Teddy?
My apologies to take you back as well, like Honorable Pekas. For those that are sitting for the interview, for the shortlisting on Thursday, is there room maybe outside this meeting to persuade one another to do it tomorrow? Outside this meeting. If there is no room, I rest my case. I'm raising this in chat, given the fact that already I'm told there are quite a number of memorials resisting place of Thursday, and some of them are taking place outside the province.
Yeah, Honorable Teddy, the problem is the printing, which we will try to move it as fast as possible, so that we can see tomorrow, but the issue of reading, we understand it. So we'll try to accommodate what you're reading. I hope if members don't mind, if there's space for after the sitting, they won't mind to come.
Tomorrow?
we will work around that, honorable members. If we are able to finalize the printing, we'll definitely make it tomorrow. Honourable members, I think we have reached the end of our meeting now. We what we're going to do, then we will communicate with you on SMS, the subcommittee, for the interview. So we're still going to have a lot of work. In terms of the portfolio committee, we have a lot of work. We'll also send proposed program for the second quarter, so that if members want to comment, they comment on time, so that once we come back, we're able to sort of approve our program. Thank you very much, Honorable Mike.
You're welcome.
What's the idea?
Angola.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
one minute.